Here, I got you a bottle of water. We polished off those beers rather quickly, and, well, I wouldn't want you to wake up with a hangover, so drink up, okay? Yeah, I don't really mind, though. I kinda like taking care of you. I've looked after you since we were about yay high. I guess it's just become a habit, you know? Oh, it looks like the movie ended. It really was shit, wasn't it? Did you want to watch another? Heaven knows there's plenty. Aw, are you that tired? Did you want to go to huh? You want to play a game? No, it's nothing. Your resilience is just incredible, I guess. Oh, no, nothing. Anyway, what did you want to play? I did get some new games. Did you want to huh? Truth or dare? What are we, kids? Okay, fine. I can never say no to you anyway. All right, I'll go first. Truth or dare? Truth? Jeez. I'm always so bad at coming up with questions for truths. So, did you want to sleep on the bed or the couch? Why are you laughing? I told you I'm bad at this. Oh, you're going to show me how it's done then. All right, go ahead. Truth. What do I really think about you after everything that's happened today? How is this any better than my question? Okay. Jeez. I think I had too many beers. This could get dangerous. No, nothing. Honestly, I don't know. Well, the way I feel about you hasn't really changed. Honestly, it's only amplified my feelings for, the way I see you. As a friend, you're still the cute, funny girl I've always known. And that? Well, it's probably never going to change at this point. Anyway, it's your turn. Truth or dare? Giving me another chance, are you? Fine, let's see. I'll try to make it good. Why didn't you tell me about this sooner? Why did you bear this all on your own? You were afraid I'd see you differently? But how could I? You're perfect. A real friend wouldn't see you differently, would they? Your happiness is my happiness after all, as it should be between friends. Friends. Besides, if we're being honest, maybe I haven't been completely upfront either. So it's not like I'm going to hold a grudge or anything. I get it. I get not wanting your best friend to look at you differently. I so get it. Truth? Hey, I don't even get to pick now? What? What did I mean by that statement? Oh, I know this is kind of the point of truth and dare, but look, you know, we've had way too many beers, and I'm probably a bit too drunk to be playing this game, so... Huh? A drunk tongue is an honest one? Even if that's true, it's... What? No, don't go making that face. It isn't bad. It's nothing important. Really. Oh, God. You're breaking my heart. Fine. I'll tell you, okay? Just stop making such a sad expression. You know what it does to me. The truth is I've sort of been keeping my own sexuality a secret too, for similar reasons. What? No, I'm not gay, or at least I'm not for anyone except, I mean, oh God, I can't even get it out properly. Look, I only learned about it last year after talking with a friend. You know I've barely dated anyone, and even when dudes ask me out or whatever, I'm just not really interested. Well, last year I was hanging out with a friend for that week that you caught the flu and had to stay home. Yeah, the same time I kept bringing you chicken soup, medicine, and all the notes from class. Huh? Yes, and then I caught the flu the week after, right. Hey, don't laugh. I was really trying back then. Anyway, that week, someone else had another confession for me. But as they approached, my friend just told them rather abruptly that I was demisexual and they stood no chance and to just go. Of course, I was pretty upset with her at the time, telling her it was incredibly rude to do that. But then she turned to look at me and said that stating the obvious wasn't rude, and that it was obvious that I was already in love with someone. Of course, this caught me off guard, and I just stared at her, and then she said it. Demisexuals often need an emotional attachment to someone before being able to form a sexual one. And some also seem prone to falling for their best friends. She said it so nonchalantly, but the effect on me felt like I'd stepped on a landmine. So many things just clicked into place, and so many other things just became impossibly tangled in my mind. It all made so much sense, and that only frightened me more. The implications terrified me. I was scared that if she had seen it so clearly, What about you? What if this weirded you out? What if you wanted to stop being my friend? I didn't know what to do, but I knew I would rather be able to stand by you as a friend than lose that spot next to you because of my feelings, so I hid them, or tried. Every time I caught them slipping through the cracks, I'd try to pull away, try to recenter myself and remind myself of what I stood to lose if I kept messing up. Even today, the moment you told me you think you might like girls, my heart, it just swelled with happiness and hope. And at the same time, I felt so fucking guilty because there you are, your entire life just turned upside down in a moment, tears in your eyes and asking for help, and my first thought was I might finally be useful to you. I might somehow have a shot at showing my love for you. It's cruel, isn't it? Even the thought of confessing, wouldn't that just complicate what was already a terribly stressful day for you? No, you don't need that. Not right now, anyway. What are you? Huh? What do I know about what you need? No, I wasn't insinuating. Look, I don't want to take advantage of you. I know today was really rough on you, and you might need comfort, but if you keep keep kissing my neck like that, I'm really, really not gonna be able to resist. The answer to the first question. About where you wanted to sleep. My bed. Yeah, of course. Let's go.